to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back.
It is Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Cole Wright is the host of a brand new show on a brand new network. The network is Marquee Network, the Cubs' new network, and the show is called Cubs 360, which I appear on weekly. And Cole Wright joins us now. Happy Father's Day, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Likewise. Are we really brand new? I mean, we've been doing Cubs 360 now from the friendly confines of our own homes now for, what, going on 3 months?
It's the weirdest thing because I've never met you in person, but we talk every single week, and I feel like I know you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a family bond that we've built here on Cubs 360, man. It's like it's not a week doesn't go by where we don't have you on the show. It's fantastic.
The last few weeks, there's rotating characters. You're the host, so you see different people every single week. And I've been on with Len Casper the past few weeks, and I think Len looks at me like, why is this guy on the show? What is he doing?
You know, the thing that's remarkable about Len, man, I mean, he's fantastic. You know, just every day, just being able to work alongside of him. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, to a lot of kids that grow up and they've been watching Cubs baseball since, you know, they were young, he's, you know, their answer to our Harry Carey. I mean, he's in his 16th season. You know, Harry Carey was on the mic for the Cubs for 16 years up there in that booth. So, you know, I always say that to Len. I'm like, did it ever sink in? And he says that it does, and, you know, how gracious that he is. And, you know, he's one of the best, man. You know, class act, 8 days a week.
I agree 100%, but it's interesting that you say that. I have a 14-year-old, and he only knows Len Casper's voice and Pat Hughes. You're right. That is
absolutely. And, you know, Pat Hughes has been on the mic since, you know, 96 with the Cubs. I mean, so there's more than one generation that identifies Cubs baseball and Pat Hughes as well as Len Casper. So, I mean, that's unbelievable. Those guys, you know, where they're at in their careers, you know, it's a place that, you know, hopefully one day when kids turn on the game, they say, oh, he's pre- and post-game show. Like, I'm used to watching Cole Wright. I'm used to watching Cubs 360,
right,
you know, with Pete and Cole. So, you know, that's pretty neat.
What's your story, Cole? You grew up in Aurora, is that right?
I was born in Joliet. Okay. I grew up in Aurora. I went to high school in Aurora. Absolutely. You know, my parents still live in the area. You know, that's, you know, would come back in the summer for school and, you know, play baseball growing up in the area. You know, went to Waubonsie Community College and, you know, then finished up and wrapped everything up at school in Iowa. And, that's pretty much it. And then bounced all around the country with different jobs, you know, from here to there, from Texas to Louisiana to Boston to ESPN to Fox and NFL Network. And, you know, now I'm lucky enough to work for the Cubs. It's fantastic.
Isn't it crazy that we're working for the Cubs?
I mean, and, you know, the one day where, I mean, obviously it always settled in, you know, my first Cubs convention. I mean, it was you know, almost surreal, you know, that I'm sitting there and I'm attached with the franchise. And, you know, the one thing that really was like, man, this is unbelievable, is the day that they started playing the organ music. And I just thought, like, how great is it going to be once games finally come back and we're all in the area and in the neighborhood, because the Marquee Studios, you know, are just right across the street. So,
right,
you know, I can't wait for the season, you know, to get back in order. And once things get rolling and doing pre- and post games, you know, that's what we love to do.
Yep.
So I can't wait to get back at it.
It's got
to
be crazy for you as a host. You're hosting this show where there's three other people on it and they're all in a different area. You don't know where anybody is. And
that's the thing. I mean, you know, just like happened right now, like, you know, we can't see each other. There's none of that eye to eye contact and that team cohesion. I mean, it's there in one sense, but in another, you know, you don't know when someone's getting ready to speak, or, you know, you can't, like, I can't give you a nudge under the table and say, okay, you go if you want to go, or, you know, whatever it is, all the subtle nuances of doing live television. You know, some things are different, while some things have stayed the same, but that's one thing that definitely jumps off the page.
Right. And by the way, Cubs 360 airs on Marquee Network weeknights at 7:30, so you can see Cole every night. I think I'm on Tuesday night this week.
Is that Tuesday night?
Yeah.
All right. This should be a good show. I've already got the DVR set, of course.
Tuesday night's a big night on Marquee at 7:30, let me tell you. So what's going on with baseball? I mean, ever since this show started, Cole, we've been talking about baseball. Are they going to play? If and when are they going to play? What's going to happen, in your opinion?
I mean, hopefully they're going to get things hammered out. I mean, we've seen so much back and forth between, you know, the owners and the Players Association. And, you know, ideally, you know, we'll see some games, you know, some meaningful games at Wrigley Field. I mean, that's where my head's at right now. But once again, I'm not a player and I'm not an owner. So, I mean, no one's consulted me. It's not like, you know, the moderator from back in the day, you know, Donald Spear was like, hey, Cole, how do you feel about this? Let's get your input. No one's asked me, but, you know, I mean, I'm a baseball fan through and through, so, you know, I would love to see the game back, and I would love to be able to do pre and post games from the studios in Marquee, which no one's seen yet. We're waiting to break that out for the very first day, and I can't wait.
Have you been to the studios? Because I've been there.
Absolutely.
Okay, they're beautiful. They're brand new, right across from Wrigley Field. By the way, the players asked for 70 games. The owners asked for 60. You would think they would meet at 65, but no.
You would think. Like I said, I'm no mathematician, but that sounds like a number that could be right in the middle of those two. So,
it's so
we'll see.
It's just so frustrating. I just don't get it. Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, met with Tony Clark, who is the player's executive director. They talked. We all thought it was going to happen. We thought we'd start baseball because we need sports in our life. People want sports. Think about the Belmont Stakes yesterday. No one pays attention to the Belmont Stakes unless it's the Triple Crown winner that's racing in that race. Yesterday, everybody was betting on that race.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I still didn't pay attention to the Belmont Stakes yesterday. But I'll tell you, I was watching UFC, uh-huh. And I also was watching rugby. Extreme rugby. I don't know if it was live or not. It said live. I had a live bug in the top corner of the screen, but I was watching it. And, you know, anything that satisfies that live dish,
right. Yeah.
Is always a good thing. And, I mean, baseball, obviously, you know, in Major League Baseball form would be better than KBO. No disrespect to the Korean Baseball Organization, but, you know, I mean, we've been watching that. I mean, anything that I can get. I mean, I've even seen sumo wrestling. I picked that up before, nobody in the stands. So whatever can satisfy that fix would be pretty good.
I have not watched any Korean baseball, but I did watch UFC, and I saw that fighter last night that quit and said, I just can't get hit in the face anymore. And why?
Yeah, that's a problem, getting hit in the face. I try not to ever let that happen.
Well, why were people so up in arms just because he quit?
I mean, I think it's just, I think it whenever, you know, no matter what the venue it is, when it comes to, you know, combat sports, I think that's a warrior-esque sport. So when anytime anyone gives up, I mean, I think, you know, in the eyes of, you know, people that are fans of that sport, you know, they're looked at upon as, not so much as a quitter, but
yeah.
I guess maybe they are a quitter, but I mean, it's different when you're dealing with your health and longevity.
Right.
I mean, nobody wants to get punched in the face. I mean, I don't want to get punched in the face even once, let alone repeatedly. So, also, it's not my line of work.
Do you have brothers? Do you have brothers?
I do. I have a brother.
Okay. I have 7 brothers, so I got hit in the face all the time growing up. I don't want to get hit in the face anymore.
Yeah, my brother's considerably older than me and considerably smaller than me. So I feel like the gap, he punched me one time when I was in like 8th grade, and he punched me pretty good. And I've always wanted to get payback on him. And I said I wanted to punch him right in front of his wife and children. I'm like, hey, remember when he punched me in front of his girlfriend back in the day when I was in 8th grade? And he was like, I was still bigger than him. But, you know, now I'm considerably bigger than him. And I'm not going to ever do that. But in my head, I always wanted to just pow, like right in front of his sons and my nephew. But obviously, that never happened. I love my brother, obviously.
Yes, things change as you get older.
Brotherly love.
Cole Wright on the phone with us, Cubs 360. He's the host. You can see it weeknights on Marquee Network at 7:30. Who's your favorite Cub of all time?
Of all time, Andre Dawson.
Really?
Andre
the
Dawson.
Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah, we had him on Cubs 360 on Friday. We had him on our Cubs podcast last week. And, I mean, he's great, man. I mean, I grew up. Yeah, you know, but the first number I could ever pick, you know, playing ball, I picked number 8. I ended up, you know, through my years playing, which, you know, were very few, but you know, I wore 24. But, I mean, my first number I could pick was number 8. I mean, when Andre Dawson hit one over a fence, he hit one over a true link fence. We know that.
Oh, nice. Isn't it strange how you get in a position now where you're now talking to your idols and these people that you idolized growing up?
It's pretty sweet. And that's the thing that I feel like whenever a moment like that, you know, doesn't resonate, I feel like that's when you know that maybe it's time to find something else to do. Like when it's no longer a thrill, or you don't find yourself being like sitting back and taking a step back for a second and saying, wow, maybe that's not, I mean, maybe at least that's how I feel. So I feel like everything that we get to do in our field is definitely a privilege.
Right.
And, you know, I categorize it just as that. You know, there's not a lot of people who get to do what we do. And you know, I feel very lucky. And I just try to, you know, work as hard as I can and just treat everybody like you want to be treated. I mean, it sounds very cliche, but I mean, It's a lot easier to be cool than to be a jerk. So.
My mother always said that, treat others as you would like to be treated. She said that to us nonstop, almost every single day. And she also said, be kind to others. And we had someone on yesterday, I can't even remember, about being kind and kind gestures. And when was the last time you were kind to someone? People need to think about that, being kind. That's another thing. I didn't mean to get so deep having you on the phone
Very
now.
Very prophetic. I like that. I like that too.
I'm going to take a break, and what I've found out over the last few weeks is you're a big movie guy. You know movies.
Yeah, I do.
So we have five movies in front of us, and we're going to play back these. We're going to get a caller on the line. You're going to play for this caller, okay, Cole? So we're going to play a movie line. It's going to be a dad in a movie. You have to tell us what the movie is, and I'll give you an example right now. Here is a movie.
Okay.
And a father talking to his son.
Martini will move against you first. And at that meeting, you'll be assassinated. I like to drink wine more than I used to. Anyway, I'm drinking more.
It's good for you.
Come on. That's Don Corleone speaking to Michael Corleone.
Okay.
It's probably the most overrated movie of all time, The Godfather,
whoa,
but that's another subject for another day.
Whoa, hold on a second. That is
another subject for another day.
That is my favorite movie of all
time. Give me Goodfellas.
Oh.
I mean, give me Carlito's Way.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with you?
I mean,
you just lost half the audience here. They were loving you until you said that. I can't
believe
it.
The other half might be screaming from the mountaintops. My man Cole's on to something.
Cole, hold on the line. We'll get a caller, and you can play for them. Cole Wright from Cubs 360 from Marquee Network on the phone with us. 312-981-7200. One with us is Cole Wright from Cubs 360 on Marquee Network. Okay, you ready to go?
Always ready to go.
We have famous movie dad lines. Cole names the movie. That's what he's going to do. You're going to be playing for Kathy here. Kathy, how are you? Say hello to Cole.
Hello to Cole.
How are you doing, Kathy?
Kathy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Chicago.
North Chicago. Kathy is so excited, Cole. She's ready to go. And by the way, if you need a lifeline, Kathy is there to help. Okay, here. First movie line, you have to get 4 out of 5. Here we go.
Which one did you milk then?
Dad.
Honey, he said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
Cat.
A cat?
I milked a cat once. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Cole?
That is Robert De Niro speaking to Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents.
That is absolutely correct. That is one. That is Robert De Niro as Jack Burns in Meet the Parents. Very good. You're pretty good at this.
Right. I try to be.
All right, second movie. Here we go.
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh? I like it better than Tuna Helper myself. Don't you, Clark?
You're the gourmet around here, Ed.
Cole?
That is Randy Quaid in National Lampoon's.
National Lampoon's.
Christmas Vacation.
Not Christmas Vacation.
Yikes. Yeah, just Vacation?
Yes, just Vacation, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is that correct, though? I mean, or am I wrong on that?
We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you since you're playing for Kathy. Yes, Vacation. All right.
Okay.
The famous movie dad line, saying Cole Wright on the phone. Here is the third one right here.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
One of my favorite movie lines of all time. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. I absolutely do. That is Will Smith to his son in Pursuit of Happiness.
That is absolutely correct. That is Will Smith as Chris Gardner in The Pursuit of Happiness. You do know your movies. I'm very impressed.
I do.
Not bad.
I just sit around and watch TV all the time.
All right. one more for big money. Here we go.
Dad, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it! Stop it!
Cole?
Wow. I don't know, man. I think you might have stumped me on that one.
What? Let's go. Let's see if Kathy, a lifeline. Kathy, any idea?
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life is absolutely correct. Yes. It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart. You never hear him yelling at his kids. That happened right before he took off to the bridge. I like that.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of people are in the It's a Wonderful Life camp. when it comes to Christmas movies. And a lot of people are in a Christmas Story camp.
Oh, no. Come on.
I feel like a lot of people that, I'm not 83.
Mm-hmm. So. It's a Wonderful Life. There's a message in there, Cole. There's a message in It's a Wonderful Life. Yes.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings.
Right.
Come on now.
There you go. Curtis, what do we have for Kathy? What are we giving Kathy?
A restaurant gift card.
All right. A restaurant gift card.
You said there were five movies. That was only four.
Well, I have another one here. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Here is the final movie. If you don't get this, I'll never speak to you again. Here we go. Final movie.
I'm sorry, Mary. Janie, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. That's the same one. Here we go. All right. Final movie line. Here we go.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Cole?
I mean, that's Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. That's child's play.
Yes, it is. All right. Very good. That is good. Nice job. Cole Wright, you can check him out, Marquee Network on Cubs 360. Happy Father's Day, and I'll talk to you this week. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, likewise, brother, anytime.
All right, take care.
No doubt.
I was a little worried. Kathy, congratulations. Thank you, Cole. I mean, come on. When you think of greatest movie dads, does The Godfather come to mind? Doesn't it? Don Corleone? Please? Anyone? All right. Just want to make sure. I like that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Happy Father's Day.